This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Some of the recent NBA news has concerned millionaires playing basketball. On Friday night, the Miami Heat advanced to the finals for the fourth consecutive year. Lots of the news has concerned billionaires doing business. Early Friday evening, the NBA approved the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. Clippers co-owner Shelley Sterling and the family trust agreed not to sue the league and to absolve the NBA of litigation by Donald Sterling, the team's banned co-owner. His attorney had announced earlier Friday that Mr. Sterling was suing the NBA for $1 billion. After the NBA approved the sale, Mr. Sterling's attorney said, "We have to think through the whole situation," suggesting that even Donald Sterling might be reluctant to sue himself. So for $2 billion, Steve Ballmer will soon own the Clippers, assuming the league owners approve. On Friday, I asked Forbes senior editor Kurt Badenhausen to help us put that unprecedented price tag into perspective by commenting on how all the publicity had affected the bidding for the team.
You know, I think the only case you can really compare it to is what happened with the Los Angeles Dodgers. When the Guggenheim Group eventually paid $2 billion for the franchise, people thought maybe $800 million, $1 billion the team would go for. And the hype and the excitement around, you know, the new TV deal that the Dodgers were going to get and the, you know, premier market like L.A., it just brought people out from the woodwork. And that's what we've seen with the Clippers.
So the publicity just increased the number of billionaires who might potentially own the team.
I think so. And I think this really shows the value of a franchise in a premier market. You know, the NBA has got a lot of things going for it right now, a lot of global potential, much more so than Major League Baseball and the NFL. And you haven't seen a team come up for sale in the LA market for more than 30 years. So, you know, if you're 60 years old and have $10 billion, this might be your only chance if you get to buy a franchise in the LA market.
You know, the more I listen to you, the more I think $2 billion makes sense.
It's hard to make economic rational sense of $2 billion, though. I mean, this is 15 times revenue. 76ers sold 3 years ago. Also, you know, Philadelphia is the fourth biggest market out there. They sold for 2.5 times revenue. Mm. It's hard to really make economic sense of what's going on with the Clippers sale.
The one thing that you haven't mentioned is that the Clippers had a very good season. They have two superstars in Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, and the Los Angeles Lakers had a terrible year. I wonder to what extent that played into the final price.
Very good timing for the Clippers, absolutely. The Clippers are on the way up, after 3 decades of futility where they were a laughingstock. The one problem with the Clippers is that they act strictly as a tenant in the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. The Lakers get a much bigger share of premium seating, a much bigger share of advertising. So they're really limited in terms of how much they can earn. And they just re-signed their lease, so they're locked in for the next 10 years. So that's not changing anytime soon.
You're telling me that a man who still has $18 billion in the bank has to pay attention to a mere lease?
Yes. You know, leases are ironclad. It's hard to get out of them. But you bring up a good point with Steve Ballmer. He's got $20 billion. So, you know, $2 billion is, you know, rolling around in a change in his pocket. He's not going to miss that. And so Treasury yields right now are 2.5%. So you're going to park your money there, or maybe, you know, you get no return on the Clippers. You know, you still get to sit courtside. You still get to rub shoulders with global NBA stars. And, you know, it's a very exclusive club, sports ownership.
Kurt, you have suggested that there are only a few genuine trophy franchises in the big cities, the major cities in the NBA. So I assume that this sale will not provoke NBA owners all over the country to suddenly put their teams up for sale.
Well, you know, the deal that I think actually really moves the needle to a large degree is the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, they are hands down the least valuable franchise in the NBA. So that's suddenly the new floor.
Kurt Badenhausen is senior editor at Forbes. You can link to his article, 10 Factors Fueling $1 Billion-Plus Bids for the Los Angeles Clippers, at our website, onlyagame.org. Kurt, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Bill.